Today's shir is a Masech Yevamos on Daf Pei Zayin. We will begin with the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. Our Mishnah is going to discuss a Bas Yisroel or a Bas Kohen when they are able to eat Truma and Maaser. And three criteria are discussed in our Mishnah: the status of her husband, which is the primary criterion, the status of her son, and the final status of her father. Let us begin the Mishnah. Bas Yisroel, a Bas Yisroel who is a Zora, who normally would not be able to eat Truma, Shenisas L'Kayin, she was married to a Kayin, Teichel B'Truma, she is allowed to eat Truma. The Mishnah says Nisas, only if she is married. However, an Arusa, although Medaraisa and Arusa would be able to eat Truma, the Rabbanan, as we have learned earlier in the Masechta, for two reasons, prohibited an Arusa, a Bas Yisrael Arusa, from eating Truma, even though she was Mu'ureses to a Kayin. One reason is because we're afraid, since she's still at home, she may take some of the Truma that her chosn gave her and feed it to her brothers and sisters. And a second reason is because there is a gzeira, perhaps the kayin, after he marries the arusa, would find out that she has a mum that he was not aware of, a blemish, and that would retroactively make the arusin bottle. There would not be any arusin, and therefore she would not be belonging to a Kayin, and therefore, since we're afraid of that happening, she is not allowed to eat Truma, Midrabbanan. However, Midraisa and Arusa could eat Truma just like an Nesua. And this is based on a Pasuk in Vayikra Chavbeis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Pasuk says, V'Kayin ki yikna nefesh kinyin kaspoy hu yoichel boy, that if a Kayin acquires a possession through money, that person is allowed to eat Truma. We have learned in the Mishnah in Kedushin Daf Beis Amud Aleph that Isha Niknes B'Shloisha Drachim, a woman is konui to her husband in three ways: with kesef, with money, with shtar, with a document, or with bia, with intimate relations. And since Iska Shavayis Ladari, we compare one way of acquisition to another. So whether it's through kesef or shtar or bia, the nesua or midiraisa, the arusa, is considered kinyan kaspoy of the kohen, and therefore, even though she is a zora, because of the schus of her husband, she is able to eat trum. Says the Mishnah further, meis, if the kohen died, v'lo heimenu ben, and she has a son, teichel b'truma, she is likewise able to eat truma. And this we learn from the other part of the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'yalid beisoy heim yoichlu b'lachmoy, that a child of the kohen, they can eat his bread, his truma. And the Torah's Kohanim tells us that we shouldn't read the word yoichlu, but rather yachilu, which means that even if the father, the Kayin, dies and he left over a child, that child has the schus that he can be machil truma to his mother, who is a Yisraelis. The mother will eat in the schus of her son. Continues the Mishnah. Nisas l'Levi, as Rashi points out, acher she'olda m'kayin, after she had this son from the kayin, she had a kayin, and now she goes ahead and marries a Levi. So the primary status is, who is she married to now? Who's her husband? So since now she's married to a Levi, and a Levi is a czar concerning Truma, so therefore she loses her ability to eat Truma. She, after all, is a Bas Yisrael. She was only eating in the schus of her husband, the Kayin. Now that he has died and she remarried a Levi, her status is determined by her husband, the Levi, and therefore she's not allowed to eat Truma. However, she is allowed to eat Maaser. Mace, v'loy menu ben, if the Levi subsequently died and she has a son, a Levi, from that marriage, toichel b'maser, she's allowed to eat maser in the schus of her son, the Levi. However, she can no longer eat truma. Let us see the last Rashi on this Omid. Divri amaschel mes v'loy menu ben toichel b'maser, says Rashi, b'shvil b'no, in the schus of her son. V'hai ben, but the same son, the Levi, posel amit truma, does not allow her to eat truma. Sharei yesh lo zer min azor, because she has children from someone who is a stranger to truma. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, concerning a bas kayin, v'zera ein lo v'shava. When does she go back al beis aviyah, to her father's house, the bas kayin who married a Yisraelis, if she has no children from the Yisrael? However, if she has children from the Yisrael, she does not go back to her father's house. V'harei yesh la zera. Va'afal gav, says Rashi, dekro b'vas kayin. So if this pasuk is speaking about a bas kayin, but marbina minei b'gemor nami bas Yisrael ho'echeles b'shul b'no kayin. We're also marba a bas Yisrael who's eating tremendous chus of her son who's a kayin. As we learn from the Taras Kahanim, ya'achilu, heim yoichlu, heim ya'achilu b'lachmi. They can give to their mother in this chus that they're eating, the kayhanim, the children, they can give their mother who's a Yisraelis also to eat truma. So we learn out that Bas Yisrael Echaz V'shul B'na Koyin V'nisas L'zor, and she married Azor Umei Shechoyzeres V'aycheles B'shul B'na, that if the husband died, the Zor died, that she can go back and eat in the schus of her husband, of her son. Hilkach ki heichi the bas koyin ki islo zera Yisrael loyadra. Just like a bas koyin doesn't go back to her father's house to eat truma if she has a son from the koyin that she, from the Yisrael that she married, and this son is a Yisrael. So that Yisrael prevents her from going back to her father's house to koyin. The same thing, bas Yisrael nami. Hoy cheles b'shul b'no koyin nami ki islo zera bein milevi oy mi Yisrael loyadra. Just like a bas koyin who does not return to her father's house, if she has a son from the Yisrael that she married, so too a bas Yisrael who's only eating truma because of her son, the koyin, the son that she had from her husband, the koyin, she does not go to eat from that son, the Kayin, unless she herself has no children from the Levi, or subsequently from the Yisrael. We're going to have in this mission that she married a third husband, the Yisrael. So it's only if she has no children from the Yisrael, or from the Levi, then she goes back to eat in the schus of her son, the Kayin. But if she has a child from either the Levi or the Yisrael, who are Zorim, Legabi Truma, then she will not go back to eat in the schus of her son, the Kayin. And that's why in the case that we're up to here in the Mishnah, the son from the Levi will let her, his mother, eat Meiser, but he will not enable her to eat Truma. Continues the Mishnah, Nisas li Yisrael, if her third husband, she already has a son from the Kayin, she has a son from the Levi, now she marries a third husband, because her second husband, the Levi, died, so she married a Yisrael, now, loitoichel loibet truma v'loibet maser, this Yisrael, because the main status of a woman is who is she married to now, who's her husband now, and her husband now is a Yisrael, if her husband's a Yisrael, she cannot eat truma, and this Mishnah is going according to Rab Meir Shita is, that a Yisrael is usher to eat Maiserishin. So therefore, not only does she lose the truma from the husband, the Kayin, she loses the Meiser from her husband, the Levi. She neither eats truma or Meiser. What happens if the Yisrael died, v'lohi menaben, and she had a son from the Yisrael, loisoichel loibet truma v'loibet Meiser? So that son prevents her from eating truma or Meiser, because she can only eat truma or Meiser if she doesn't have a son who is stopping her from eating truma or Meiser. Meis b'nabi Yisrael. What happens if the Yisrael that she had, the son that she had from her third marriage, dies? Then, and her, she doesn't have a husband who's a Yisrael, and now she doesn't have a son either who's a Yisrael, then she goes back to the previous status that she had. The previous status that she had was Levi, first from her husband and subsequently from her son, the Levi. So that's what happens. She goes back and Teichel b'maser. She's going to be able to eat Meiser in the schus of her son, the Levi. Meis b'nami Levi. What happens if the son from the Levi dies? Then she goes back to the previous status, Teichel b'truma. Then she eats truma in the schus of her son, the Kohen. Meis b'nami Kohen. If her three husbands died and her three children died, loy soichel loy b'truma v'loy b'maser. Now she goes back to her original status, which was that of a bas Yisrael. A bas Yisrael is not able to eat truma meiser on her own merit. She can only do it b'schus her husband or her children. She has no husband or children that would enable her either to eat truma or meiser, and therefore the Mishnah says loy soichel loy b'truma. V'loy b'maiser. Continues the Mishnah. On daf pei zayin amud aleph. Bas koyin shenisa l'Yisrael. Now we have the opposite case. Not like the first case of the Mishnah of a bas Yisrael who married a koyin, but a bas koyin who was able on her own because of her father's chus to eat truma. But she decided to marry Yisrael, and therefore her main status is now based on her husband, who's a Yisrael. She's not allowed to eat truma. And where do we learn this from? The pasuk says in Vayikruch of Beis pasuk Yud Gimel, Uvas koyin kisi almon ugrusha v'zeh. If she's an Amona and Grusha from her husband, the Yisrael, and she has no children, then Vishavel Beis Aviyah Knurea, and then Milechem Aviyah Teichel, she goes back to her father's house to eat Truma, if she is exactly the way she was when she left her father's house. But if she has children, so she's not exactly the way she was when she left her father's house, so that child who is a Zor, if she married a Yisrael, he will prevent her from returning to her father's house. So we see that she can only go back to her father's house if she has no relationship anymore. Either she's an Almon or a Grusha from her husband, the Yisrael, and also Zera Ein Law. But as Rashi points out, but if she does have a husband who's a Yisrael, or she does have a child who's a Yisrael, that husband or child will prevent her from eating Truma. Mace, if the Yisrael died, continues the Mishnah, v'lohi menu ben, and she has a son from that Yisrael, lo yisachel b'truma, then she can't eat truma, because she can only go back to her father's house if it's Zera ain't lo, and here she had Zera from Yisrael, who prevents her from eating truma. Nisas Levi, if she subsequently the bas koyin married a Levi, so now her status is determined by her present husband, who's a Levi. Teichel b'maser, she can eat meiser. She can't eat truma because a Levi is a zor l'gabi truma as well. Meis v'loy menu ben, if the Levi died and she had a son who's a Levi from that marriage, teichel b'maser, she can still eat meiser in the schus of her son. Nisas l'koyin, if her third marriage was that with a koyin, teichel b'truma. Now she can come back to eat truma in the schus of her present husband, the koyin. Meis v'loh hamenu ben, if the koyin died, but she had a son from the koyin, teichel b'truma, she can eat in truma in the schus of her son, the koyin. Meis b'nami koyin, if her son from the koyin died, loy teichel b'truma, so she can't eat truma, because she can't eat in the schus of her son, he died. She can't eat in the schus of her husband, the koyin, he died. In her own schus, she can't eat, because now we're going to go back to the previous status before the last marriage of koyin, which will be the second husband of Levi. Levi is not able to eat truma, so she can't eat truma as well. She can only eat meiser. Meis benami Levi. If her son from the Levi died, lo yisachel b'meiser, then she reverts back to her first husband and the first son, who were Yisrael. So that's why she loses even meiser in the schus of her second husband, in the schus of her second son, once they died. Meis benami Yisrael. But if now all three husbands died and all three children died, then she goes back, she's kinurel. Now she is the same as she was while she was in her father's house. She goes back as like a Nara in her father's house. She returns to her father's house, and now she can once again eat truma. Valzu nemar. And she can even eat meiser. A koyin's able to eat meiser as well. Valzu nemar v'shav el beis aviyah kinurea milechem aviyah teichel. Now that she reverts back to her original status, so now in fact she can eat both truma and meiser. She goes back to her father's status. As we said, the primary status is the husband. The secondary is the son. And if they are not here, the husband and the son, then it reverts back to her original status of being a, in this case, a bas koyen, and she would eat truma and meiser. The Meforshim point out that why is it in the first case where she wound up having three children, Koyin, Levi, and Yisroel. So while she had a son who was Yisroel, she wasn't able to eat Trum and Meiser, even though she had two other sons who were a Koyin and a Levi. And in the second case of the Mishnah, the Bas Koyin, who first married a Yisroel, and then married a Levi, and then married a Koyin, and she had children from each of her marriages, there we say when she married the Koyin, she's able to eat Trum and Meiser. In both cases, the Reisha and the Seifa, she had three marriages, and she had three children, a Koyin, Levi, Yisroel. And in the Reisha, she doesn't eat Trum and Meiser, and in the Seifa, she does. What's the pshat? The Meforshim explained very simply. It's always determined on what your present status is. So in the Reisha of the Mishnah, where she starts out being a Bas Yisroel, who's married to a Koyin, and subsequently to a Levi, and finally to a Yisroel, so her final status, although she has three children, but her final status was determined by her husband, Yisroel, and when he died, by their son, the Yisroel, therefore she doesn't need Trum and Meiser. Mashi Enkein, in the Seif of the Mishnah, where the Bas Koyin starts out being married to Yisroel, and then to a Levi, and finally to a Koyin, so her final determination is based on her husband who's a Koyin. When he dies, it's based on her son who's a Koyin. So here she has three children, but it's determined by her final marriage and son. They were Kohanim. That's why in this case, she could eat both Truma and Meiser. And once again, in the case of Mesbena Milevi, when she's up to her first child, in other words, the Koyin died and the Levi died, and now she's back to her first child, it says Loisoichel b'Meiser. She doesn't need Meiser once again, because we're going according to the sheet of Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that a Yisroel is usher to eat Meiser Rishoin, and that's why in that case she is usher to eat Meiser.
Begins the Gemara, Meis Bina Milevi Teichel B'Truma. The Gemara is going back on a phrase that we had at the Reisha of the Mishnah. If her son from the Levi dies, then she goes back and she eats Truma in the Schus of her son, the Koyin. Ask the Gemara, the Hadra Ochla Mishum Bina Minolan, from where do we learn this halacha? That if she was eating in the schus of her son, the Koyin, and then she married a Levi, or a Yisroel, who is a Zor, and she loses the right to eat Truma, that after the Zor dies, and after her son from the Zor dies, she goes back to eat the Truma in the schus of her son, the Koyin. From where do we learn this? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav, because the Torah tells us, Ubas Koyen, so we learn it out from the extra Vav. It could have said Bas without the Vav. Bas Ubas. And from that we learn out that not only does a Bas Koyen go back to her father's home once she married a Yisroel and the Yisroel dies and she has no children from the Yisroel, she goes back to her father's home to eat Truma, but also in this case, in the case of her having a son who's a Levi, or a son who's a Yisroel, and they die, that she goes back to eat in the schus of her son, the Koyin, that is what the Vav of Ubas is Mosif. Gemara asks the question, Keman, who is this going like? Rabbi Akiva, the Dorish Vavi, as Rashi brings down, that Rabbi Akiva Shita is in Mesech the Sanhedrin, Dafnun Aleph Amid Beis, concerning Bas Koyin Kiseich Aliznois, Esaviyahi Mechalalas, that a Bas Koyin and a Rusa is Chayiv Sreifa. And Rabbi Shmuel says that that's only an Arusa, not a Nesua. Rabbi Kiva says that the Vav is Moisif, even a Bas Koyin Nesua, who commits nus is chayiv sreifa, as Rashi quotes the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Kiva, Yishmol Achi, Yishmol, my brother, bas ubas ani doiresh, because the pasuk over there also uses an extra vav, ubas koyin kisecha liznos. So I'm darshening the extra vav to include a bas koyin nesua. So the Gemara asks, here, l'chayra, our limud, is also predicated on the extra vav. Is that going only like Rav Akiva and not like the other shitas that do not darshan the vav? The Gemara says, no, afilutema rabbanan. It can even be going according to the rabbanan who disagree with Rav Akiva and do not darshan the vav. Why? Because kula ubas kroyaseirahi. Because the entire word ubas is extra, as Rashi points out. The pasuk before has already said ubas koyin ki seal is zor. So all the Torah would have to say in the next pasuk is v'chisiya amanu grusha. Why did the pasuk have to say in the next following pasuk ubas koyin ki seal amanu grusha? So the whole word ubas is extra, and therefore, even according to the rabbanan who do not darshan the vav in the Masechta Sanhedrin, they will be moed over here that we can make the drusha to include that not only does a bas koyin eat truma from her father's house once her husband the zor dies and she has no children from him, but even in the case of our Mishnah where she is going to go back to eat in the schus of her son the koyin, she is able to do so if her husband the zor dies and any children from the zor die, she can go back to eat not only in the schus of her father the koyin, but she can go back to eat in the schus of her son the koyin because of this extra word ubas. Tana Rabbana, we have learned kishehi chayzeres, when she goes back to eat from her father's house in truma chayzeres the truma, she goes back for truma ve'enu chayzeres l'chaza v'shoik. She does not go back for the schus of eating the chaza, the breast, and the shok, the thigh. These are matnas kohuna that the Yisrael who brings a korban shlomim gives to the koyin for him to eat, and not only can the koyin eat it, but also, as the pasuk says, "Veschaze atnufa veshoy katruma toichlu b'makom tor ato v'necho v'noisecha itach ki chokcha v'chok b'necha nitnu mizifche shalmei b'nei Yisrael." So not only can the koyin eat it, but he can give it to his children as well. Says the Gemara that by a bas koyin who married a Yisrael and the Yisrael dies, leaving no children, and she goes back to eat trum and the schus of her father, she does not go back for the schus of eating the chaza v'shaik. As Rashi points out, the Gemara at the end of the Amud will tell us this, that this is only a halacha concerning a bas koyin who married Yisrael and is going back to eat in the schus of her father. But a bas Yisrael who is now eating in the schus of her son, the koyin, and she had lost that schus because she had a son from a Levi or a son from Yisrael, and they died, and she's going back. In that case, she would eat from the chaz of a sheik. Why there is a difference, we will see the limudim further on this amud. Amr Rav Chizda Amr Ravina Bar Shila Mikra. Where do we learn this from in the pasuk? That a bas koyin goes back to her father does only goes back for truma, does not go back for chaz of a sheik, answers the Gemara, because the pasuk says ubas koyin, this is vayikruchav beis pasuk yud beis ubas koyin kisiel izor he betrumas hakadoshim loisaychel, and we make a drasha that really the pasuk could have just said he bakadoshim loisaychel, since it says betrumas hakadoshim loisaychel, she shouldn't eat the trumas hakadoshim. What does that mean? Bemura min hakadoshim loisaychel, she should not eat that which is separated from the kachim, meaning the chaz of a shoik in the korban shlomim that is separated from the rest of the kachim and is given to the koyin. When she goes back to her father's house, she does not go back for the murim min hakadoshim. Rashi brings us a lengthy drasha from the Gemara earlier in the Masechta on Daf Samaches, and what is negeya directly to our Gemara is that the Gemara there on Daf Samaches learns that pasuk yud beis ubas koyin kisiel is zor, although the pashtus of the pasuk is speaking about a bas koyin who married a Yisrael that she loses her right to eat kachim. However, the pasuk is really referring to the next pasuk, Yud Gimel, which is the case of Ubas Koyin Kisi Almanu Grusha Vizera Ainla Vishovel Besovia Kinureha and Milechem Avia Teuchel. So Ubas Koyin was married to a Zor and they didn't have any children. Or they had a child and the child died. And now she's going back to her father's house. So the Torah says, Melechem Avia Teuchel, she can eat Truma. On that, the previous Pasuk has told us, however, that same Bas Koyin, when she's going back to her father's house, Betrumas HaKadoshim, Loisoichel, and Loisoichel means forever, even when she goes back to her father's house and is eating Truma, she cannot eat from the Murim in HaKadoshim, from the Trumas HaKadoshim, the Chazav Ishoik, she's never allowed to eat again. Says the Gemara further, Rab Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua, we have a different limud that she does not get the chazav ishoik, milechem v'loy kol lechem. She gets from the bread of her father, the Kayin, but not all the bread. As Rashi brings down from the Pasuk in Daniel, hey, balshatzer malka ovid lechem rav, which means that he made a big suda. So Rashi proves from that Pasuk in Daniel that lechem does not only mean bread, but it could mean all kinds of food. It could mean an entire suda. So when it says mi lechem, which is a miut, we learn out that not everything does she get from her father. She does not get the chazav ishoik, prat lechazav ishoik. Lechem means all kinds of foods. But in fact, she only gets from the lechem, which means the truma, but she will not get the chazav ishoik. Maskev lo rami bar chomo, eima prat laforce in the door, maybe the mir of milechem is coming to memayet to exclude a totally different din. And that is that once she leaves her father's house and she got married, then even after her husband dies, she does not go back to her father's rishus for a forest in the door. We know that while she's in her father's house, the father can nullify her vows. And the Pasuk Milechem is trying to exclude, not Chazav Ishaik, perhaps it's trying to exclude that the father no longer has legal jurisdiction to make HaForos Nedor. Amar Rava, Kfar Pasuk Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. That halacha was already established in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they learned from a different Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Matos, V'neder almanu grusha yakumo leho, the neder of a widow or a woman who is divorced shall be sustained. She will not have anyone to be made for her in the door. Ask the Gemara, Ma Talmud Lomer, why does the Pasuk have to teach us this? V'haloi moitzu mechlal av. She is already outside of the jurisdiction of her father because she got married. Umoitzu mechlal baal, and she's also out of the jurisdiction of her husband who can normally nullify her in the door because she's an almana or a grusha. So why does the Pasuk have to tell me, Yakum Aleh, of course her in the door are sustained. There is no one who can be made for it, not her husband and not her father. The Gemara answers, Elo, you know why I need this Pasuk? For a certain case. If the father gave her over to the messengers of the husband, or the messengers of the father gave her over to the messengers of the husband, and on the way, even this arm, her future husband died, so she never completed the marriage with him. She became an almona or a grusha on the way. So, hey, chani kairuba, what status does she have? Do I call her base of via shalzu that she's still in her father's house? Well, she left her father's house. She was already given over to the shluchi abal. Or, says the Gemara, do I call her base bala shalzu that she's in the jurisdiction of her future husband, even though she never consummated the marriage with him? Ella Loimerloch, what is her status? Kivin she yatsa shachas mishus av. Once she went out one moment from the rishus av, since the av or the shluchi av gave her over to the shluchi abal, shuvene yochel hafer. That's what the pasuk is needed for when it says neder almana grusha yakum aleha, the neder of an almana grusha, even if it's from a case where it was nisalman or nisgarsha on the way, and she never reached the house of her husband before he died or divorced her. In such a case, she has already left the rishus of the father, and he can no longer be made for her nedarim. So that halacha that you want to learn out from milechem that should be memayit aforos nedarim, I already learned that out from a different limud. Therefore, I have left over the miyut of milechem to be memayit chazav v'shoik, that she's not chazer for chazav v'shoik. Rav Safra Amar, Rav Safra says that he learns lechem not like we saw from the pasuk in Daniel. Lechem means actually bread. So the Torah says, "Mi lechem avia teichel." She only eats the bread of her father, and I make a diuk lechem loy baser, that she only eats bread, she only eats truma, and she does not eat the chaza v'shoik. Rav Papa says a different limud. Mi lechem avia teichel. I learned that the pshat is lechem hakonu lavia. It's her father's bread that he owns, and that's only in the case of truma, which he owns. However, prat l'chazav v'shoik, this excludes the chazav v'shoik, the mishulchan gavaya kazachi. The kayin receives it as a present, Rashi explains, from the melech. The melech is giving over shiorim, leftover of kachim, as a present from me'ez p'nei alekim in Rashi's lashon, shehein shiori shulchanei, Hashem has shirayim. He's giving leftovers to the kayin, but that's a present from Hashem. It really belongs to Hashem. Truma is given to the kohen completely. It's his. However, chazav v'shoik, he's only zoichet from Hashem. It doesn't belong to him. For example, if he wants to be mekadosh an isha with the chazav v'shoik, there will not be any kedusha because he's not giving her anything that he owns. So I learned that out from Ilechem Aviyu. It has to be bread that belongs to the father. That's only truma. But chazav v'shoik do not belong to him, and therefore that the bas koyin returning to her father's house will not eat. V'rav Amar Rav has a different drasha. The pasuk says concerning chazav v'shoik, as we mentioned before, the pasuk from Vayikra Yud, pasuk Yud Dalid, v'eschazei atanuf v'shoik hatruma toichlu ato v'anech v'naisecha itoch. When can your daughter and son eat from the chazav v'shoik? That's only when they're with you. Bizman she'itach, here where she went and got married, and then she lost her husband and she's coming back to her father's house, but she's already considered not itach, she's not with you anymore, she has left, and since she has left, she cannot eat the chazav v'shoik. The Aruch Liner points out that what is the nafkamina between the first limud that we had from Muram, Trumas HaKadoshim Loisoichal, B'murim in HaKadoshim Loisoichal, the Pasuk that we had in Vayikra Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Bas Koyin Kisil Yizor Hibe Trumas HaKadoshim Loisoichal. So there says the Aruch Liner, that's a lav. All the other psukim that we brought are only, for example, Milechem and not Chazav V'shoik. So that's a lav habo mechlal asay, has a din of an asay. There, if the bas koyin would eat from the chazav v'shoik, she would only be arvan asay. Now she ain't came from the pasuk of murim and akadashim loy soichel. That is a lav. So that would be enough gemina between that limud and all the other limudim and miyutim that we had on this amud. Continues the Gemara. We have learned kishi chayzeres lebeis aviyah, when she goes back to her father's house, chayzeres l'truma, she goes back for truma. Ve'ena chayzeres l'chazav v'shoik, she does not go back for chazav v'shoik, as we learned previously on this amud. But then the Gemara says, which we quoted earlier from Rashi, b'shvil b'na, if she's going back to eat truma because of her son the kayin, like we had the case in the Mishnah where her son the Levi and the son the Yisrael died, and her husband, the Levi, and the husband, the Yisrael, died. Now she's coming back to eat in the schus of her son, the Kayin. In such a case, Bishvil b'na, chizeres afl chazav v'shoik, she goes back even to eat chazav v'shoik. Ozel Rav Mordechai, Amr l'shmaitz, kameh to Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai went and he said this halacha in front of Rav Ashi. Omar, so Rav Ashi said, mehecha kamis rabia, where did we learn on the top of the Yomid that when you're going back to eat in the schus of your son, the Kayin, you go back to eat truma? We learned that out from the extra word, the extra vav, according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbanu, we said there's a whole extra word, ubas Kayin. So you're learning it out, me ubas. So mi adifa lamina, if the bas Kayin herself was going back to her father's house, can only go back for truma and cannot go back for chazav v'shoik. So if I'm learning out that the same halacha of going back to eat truma applies to the son, the Kayin, So I should also have the same limud that the woman, the Yisraelis, who's going back to eat in the schus of her son, the Kohen, can only go back to eat truma and not chazav v'shoik. How could she be better than the bas Kohen who's going back to her father's house if the limud is from the same word of ubas? To get more answers, hasam ksivi miute. Over there, we have the pasuk of Milechem Aviyatoichel. And the Gemara is learning that limud of Milechem Aviyatoichel and not Basur, that's going back on the Etzem limud of the Pasuk, which is the Baskayin, who is going back to her father's house. It's not going on the U Baskayin Hacha. Here by the Israelis is going back to eat trim and the schus of her son. Like Siva Miute, the Miut is not going on the Vav, or the whole word of ubas, that superfluous word, that's not what the meat's going on. The meat's going on what's the simple pshat in the pasuk that it's referring to the bas kayin, that as we learned before, the one who's mentioned already in the previous pasuk yudbeis ubas kayin kisil ish zor. And the Torah didn't have to say, as Rashi explained another time in Pasuk Yud Gimel Ubas Koyin Kisi Almana. It could have just said Kisiya, and we know it's referring back to the previous Pasuk of Ubas Koyin Kisi Elizor. So therefore, the Gemara is learning the Miut that you can only eat Truma and not Chazav Yishayik only refers to what the simple pshat of the Pasuk is referring to, the Bas Koyin who's going back to her father's house. But the extra ribui that you learned out from the extra word Ubas, or the extra vav of ubas, on that the miut is not going, so there's no miut. If there's no miut, the Yisraelis who's going back to eat bischus, her son the kayin, not only does she eat truma, but she also eats the chaza v'shoik.
Continues the Gemara to explain our Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Bas Kohen Shen Nises Li Yisrael, if a Bas Kohen married a Yisrael, then she married a Levi, and then she married a kayin, and she had children from each husband, and the husbands died and the children died, the halacha is that she returns to the house of her father to eat truma. Tana Rabbanan, we have learned, v'shavel beis aviyah, the pasuk says that she returns to her father's house. Prat l'shameris yavam, this excludes the case where her husband died and he left over a brother, and they had no children, that she falls liyibum. So since there's a zika to the yavam, she cannot return to her father's house, and she will not eat truma. Kinu reha, the pasuk continues and says that she should return to her father's house like when she was a nara, prat lumuberis. This excludes the case of a baskoyin who was mu'ubar. She was pregnant with a child from the Yisrael or from the Levi. She was pregnant, that she would not return to the house of her father to eat truma because she is not the same as she was in her father's house. There she was not pregnant with a child, and here she is pregnant. As Rashi puts it, she's not reconis, she is not empty, but rather she has a child in her, and therefore she cannot return to her father's house. The Gemara asks the question, why do we need a pasuk to tell us that if she is mu'uberis, she cannot return to her father's house to eat the truma, v'haloi dinu, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom shaloi asa v'ladmin arishin k'vladmin asheni l'poitrim in a yibum. I can learn a kal v'chomer from yibum. By yibum, the halacha is that even if she had a child from the first husband, and after the husband died, she married a second husband, and from that second husband, she did not have a child, she falls liyibim, and we don't say that the child that she had from the first husband is considered as if she has a child from the second husband to pater her from yibim. And yet over there, by yibim, the halacha is asa uber kiyolud, that if she is pregnant with a child when her husband dies, there is no halacha of yibim, as Rashi brings the pasuk in Dvorim Chafhei, ben ein loy ayin olav. You should look into the situation, and if she is mu'uberis at the time of her husband's death, there is no yibum. So if by yibum we don't make a vladman arishin as if it's a vladman asheni to pater her, and yet we have halacha of uber kiyalud. So makum sha'atzav vladman arishin kivladman asheni lepaislam and a truma. By truma, where the halacha is that even if she has no child, for example, from the Levi, but she still has a child from the Yisrael, that will passel her from eating truma. So it has the chumra by truma that we do make a vladman arishin as if she has a vladman asheni to passel her from truma. Einoy din shenasa uber kiyalud. So isn't it a kal v'chomer that we should say the halacha of uber kiyalud? If by yibum there is a halacha of uber kiyalud, so certainly by truma, because truma has a chumra over yibum. If so, what do you need a pasuk? What do you need to kenureo pratlumu beres? We know it from the kal v'chomer. The Gemara answers loy. It's not a good kal v'chomer. Mali also uber kiyalud in yibum. Do you know why by yibum we say that a uber is kiyalud to pater her from yibum sharei also mesim kechaim? Because yibum has another chumra that if when her husband died there was a child and she didn't fall a yibum and she married someone else, so subsequently if the child dies, we do not say that she requires chalitza from the Yavim. As Rashi brings down the pasuk that the Gemara is going to bring on Amid Beis, because drachea darchei noyam, v'chol nisiva seh ha'shom, the ways of the Torah are pleasant, and if she would require chalitza after her son died, this would make her repulsive in the eyes of her present husband, and therefore the Torah didn't require it. So therefore, the halach is by yibum that if the child dies, we consider it as if the child is still alive, and there is no yibum. So that's why we have a chumra of uber kiyalud. But nasa uber kiyalud linyan truma, will we say that same halacha, that if she's pregnant with a child, linyan truma, shaloyasa mesim kechayim? Over there, the halacha is that we do not say mesim kechayim. We don't say that if she had a child, for example, from a Yisrael, but that child died, that child will prohibit her from returning to her father's house. If the child is dead, then she reverts back to her previous status that she can eat truma from her father's house. So b'meila, there is a chumra by yibum which truma doesn't have. So I wouldn't necessarily say the kal v'chomer, because I would attribute it to the chumra that yibum has. That's why we say uber kiyalud by yibum, because asa meisim kechayim, which doesn't apply to truma. So therefore I need a pasuk, tamad loimer kinureo pratum uberes. That's why I need a miut of kinureo, that she has to return empty to her father's house, and if she's pregnant with a child, she's not returning the same way as she was in her time of Narus, and therefore she is puzzled to eat truma, but I would not know that from a kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara goes on to say, v'itzrich l'michtav muberes, v'itzrich l'michtav v'zera ein la. The pasuk says that she is not allowed to have a child. Only then does she return to her father's house. But if she has a child, she does not return. The Gemara wants to know, why do we need a pasuk of muberes to puzzle from truma, and why do we need also a pasuk of Zera Einloya, that if she has a child, she's possible from Truma? Wouldn't it be a kal v'chomer that if Muberes is possible from Truma, so certainly if she has a child, she's possible to go back to her father's house to eat Truma? So why is that pasuk necessary? The Gemara says you need both psukim. The ikos rechamon of Zera Einloya, if the Torah would only say Zera Einloya, I would say, you know why there, if she has a child, she's possible from eating Truma? Because mikara chad gufa, before, in her father's house, she was one body, v'hashta trei gufi, and now she has given birth, so there's her and the child. There's two persons involved, and that's why the Torah says she cannot return to her father's house. She's definitely not in the same status as she was when she was in her father's house. Avul muberes, but in the case of muberes, the mikara chad gufa, before, in her father's house, she was one body, v'hashta chad gufa, and now she's still one body, because the child is only contained within her. The child has not been born yet. Ema teichel. So I would say that she should eat truma. Tzricha, that's why we need the pasuk concerning muberes, that even a muberes passels for her from returning to her father's house to eat truma. And now the opposite is also true. V'ikos rechamon muberes. If the Torah would have only said muberes, And you would think from a Kal V'chomer, we would say certainly if she has a child, she does not go back to her father's house. I would say no. Me'uberes, by Me'uberes, you know why she's possible from Truma, Demikara, Gufa, as we turn now to Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Before her guf was Srika, was empty. Rashi says from the Lashon of an Elon Srak. V'hashta Gufa Malya, now she has a full guf. She has something inside her guf, her unborn child. Therefore, she's possible from eating truma. Avo zera ainla, but if she has a child and she's going against what it says in the Torah, zera ainla, there I would say that doesn't possible from truma. If the Torah would not have said the pasuk of zera ainla, dimi kara gufasrika, before she had an empty body, vahashta gufasrika, now she also has an empty body. She has a born child, but her body is the same as it was prior to her getting married, as it was Kinurao. So I would think that that is not a chsorn in Kinurao. And maybe she should be able to go back to eat truma in her father's house. Ema lois, I would say she should not be possible from eating truma. Tzricha, that's why we need a possible concerning Uber. We need a possible concerning Zera, that in both cases, whether she has an Uber, whether she has a born child, she's a possible from eating truma. And now the Gemara gives a simon, a mnemonic, for four questions that the Gemara is going to ask. Amar Lei said to him, Loi nase maseo, and the Dikduke Seifrim says, instead of maseo, it should say nase. In other words, Amar Lei, Loi nase v'nase b'misa. We're going to ask one question not to do, and one question nase to do, concerning the halacha of misa, and then nase v'loi nase b'vlad. We're going to ask a question to do and not to do concerning a vlad, and both of these questions will center around yibamutruma, simon. This is the mnemonic to remember the next four questions of the Gemara. Amalei Rav Yehuda Medaskarta L'Rava. Rav Yehuda Medaskarta asked the question to Rava. Here comes the first question. Loi nase. Loi nase mesim kechayim l'inyin yibam. By yibam, we learned on Amud Aleph that there's a halacha of mesim kechayim, that if she had a child and that child dies, that she does not require chalitza from the yavam, because we consider the dead child as if he's still living, and therefore she does not fall the yibam. So we should say, we should learn loi nase. We should not have that halacha. And we should say that the dead child does not pater her, and she would require chalitza from the yavam. How would I learn this out? Mikal v'chaymer, I have a kal v'chaymer. Uma b'makom by truma, in the place of truma. Sha'as of vladmen arishin kivladmen asheini, l'paislam na truma. As we learned on Amud Aleph, that if she had a child from the Yisrael, even though her husband, the Levi, died, and the son, the Levi, died as well, and all she has left is a son from Yisrael, but that child will now passel her from Truma. And yet, loy osa mesim kechayim, over there, for example, if now the Yisrael child will die, we don't say we consider that child to be alive and she cannot return to her father's house. So there's no halacha of mesim kechayim. So makim by yibam, by yibam, as we learned, if there's a child by the first husband, but she has no children from the second husband, she's still chayv in yibam. So if by truma, where we make vladman arishin kevladman ashein to pasulman a truma, and yet we didn't do mason kechayim, so by yibam, where there is no halacha of vladman arishin kevladman ashein to pater from yibam, ein oidin, isn't it a kavachomer, shaloi nasa mason kechayim, we should learn out from truma that the dead child is not considered as if he's alive. Just like he's not alive in truma to pasul her, he's not alive to pater her from yibam, and she should be chayv in yibam. Talmud loimer, against this kal v'chomer, I have a pasuk, as we mentioned on Amud Aleph, Rachel darchei noyim v'chol nesivei sayah shalom. This would make her repugnant on her husband to have to undergo chalitza after her son dies, and therefore the Torah's ways are pleasant. And once she has been potter from yibam because she has a live child, even if that child subsequently dies, she is still potter from yibam, and we say by yibam meisim kechayim, and we don't learn a kal v'chomer from truma. Now comes the second question, as we change the girsa from the duke seifrim, not maseha, but vinase. Now comes the question, let us do something. Vinase, mesim kechayim linyan truma, let us say that there should be a halach of mesim are like chayim. Concerning truma, that if she has a dead child, let's say Yisrael, that dead child should passel her from returning to her father's house, and the halach is not like that, but why don't we say Mesim Mechaim by Truma? Where will I learn it out? Mikal V'chaimer. I'll learn it out from a Kal V'chaimer, from Yibam. Uma B'makam, I have a Kal V'chaimer, if by Yibam, in that place. Shaloyasa V'ladman Arishin K'Vladman Hashem L'Paitman Yibam. There, as we learned, the child from the first husband does not pater her if she's childless from her second husband. And yet over there, the halacha is, asa meisim kechayim, if she had a live child and he died, that child still paters her from chalitza. So makam by truma, she'asa vladman arishin kevladman ashteni lepaislam and a truma. There, the halacha is that the child from a Yisrael will pasul her from truma, even though her husband, the Levi, and his son, the Levi, died, but the son she had from the first marriage will still pass her from Truma. So if that's the halacha by Truma, so certainly I should have the chumra of Yibam. If Yibam doesn't have the chumra of Vlad Rishon, doesn't pater her from Yibam by the Sheni, so, and yet, Asa Mesim Kechayim, so by Truma, which has this Chumra of Asa Vlad Rishon Kevlad Sheni, so certainly the din should be that Mesim Kechayim, and she should be possible from eating Truma and from returning to her father's house if she had a son of Yisrael and he died. That son should stop her from eating Truma. Kal V'chaimer from Yibam. Talmud Loimer. Therefore, I have a Pasuk that goes against the Kal V'chaimer. The Pasuk says, V'zera Ein Lo. When does she return to her father's house? If she has no children. V'ha Ein Lo. And the fact is that right now, when the question is, should she go back to her father's house or not, she has no children. So, V'meila what? She does return to her father's house and eats Truma. Now the Gemara asks the third question, Vinasa, Vladman Arishin, Vladman Hasheni, Linyan Yibam. Why don't we say that the child from the first husband should pater her from Yibam, even though she's childless from her second husband? Where will I learn this out from? Mikal V'chaimer. Uma B'makam Shalai Asa Mesim Kechayim Linyan Truma. By Truma, there is no halacha to Mesim Kechayim. The Yisrael who died, that child, does not prevent her from returning to her father's house. And yet, also Vladman Arishin Kvladman Hasheni, by Yibam, by Truma, there is no din of Mesim Kechayim. And yet, by Truma, the halach is that Vladman Arishin is Kvladman Hasheni, that a child that she had from the Yisrael, even if the Levi died and his son, the Levi, died, that son, the Yisrael, will pasul her from Truma. So, makam by Yibam. She also Mesim Kechayim in Yibam, where Yibam does have the Chumra of Mesim Kechayim, her son that was living when she could have fallen to Yibam, and then he subsequently dies. The halacha is Mesim is Kechayim, that she's still potter from Chalitza. Einoy din shenasa Vlad min Rishon k'Vlad min Hasheni. So certainly Yibam should have that chumra that the Vlad from the Rishon should be like a Vlad min Hasheni to potter her from Yibam. We should learn a Kal V'chaimer from Truma. Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, Uben einoy, it says, by Yibam he has no son. Then he falls li Yibam. V'ha einoy, he doesn't have a son, and therefore there is a halach of Yibam, and therefore we do not say that the Vlad from the Rishon should pater her from Yibam. The fact is that from the Sheni there is no child. If from the Sheni there is no child, I don't learn a Kal V'chaimer from Truma, and Memela there will be a Chiv of Yibam, because she is fulfilling the Pasuk Uben Ein Loy. Frag the Gemara, the fourth question, we had a Nasa, and now we have the final, V'loy Nasa. V'loy Nasa, Vladman Arishin, Kevladman Hasheni, L'Truma, Mikal V'chaimer. I should say by Truma, that we don't make the son, the Yisrael, who's still alive after the Levi and his son died, that Yisrael's son still passes her from Truma. I shouldn't say that. I have a Kal V'chaimer, you don't say that. Why? Ma'ba, Makam Shasa, Mesim, Mikhaim, L'Paitim, and Yibam. By Yibam, we don't have a Chumra of Mesim. By Yibum, the halacha is that the dead son paters her from Yibum if when she could have fallen Yibum, he was alive, even though he subsequently died, it potters her from Yibum. And yet over there, Loyasa Vladman Arishan Kavladman Hashani, to potter her from Yibum, we don't say the son from the first husband potters her even if she's childless from the second husband. So Makum Shaloya Loyasa Mason Mechamlin and Truma. So by Truma, the halach is that Mason, once the Yisrael, the son dies, she can go back to her father's house, and we don't say it's as if he's still alive to potter her from Truma. So Ainoidin, isn't it the Kavachimer Shalai Nasa Vladman Arishan Vladman Hashani, that we should say by Truma that we don't make the Vlad from the Rishon as if there's still a Vladman Hashani to Pasler from Truma? We should learn out of Kavachimer from Yibim that she should be able to eat Truma. Talmud Loimer, therefore the Pasuk says, when does she return to her father's house? When Vizera Ain Law, the Pasuk says, there, she has no children. Vayesh Law, she has children. Lamaisa, she's not the same way as she was when she was in her father's house. She wants to return to her father's house with children. The Pasuk says she can only return without children. And since she has children, it possibles her from eating Truma. So that's why by Truma, we do not say that the Vladman Arishan should not be Kevladman Hasheni, but rather by Truma we say that the Vladman Arishan is as if she had a Vladman Hasheni, and therefore she will be possible for meeting Truma. She will not be able to go back to her father's house. Hadron Aloch Yesh Mutaris, Hadron Aloch Yesh Mutaris, Hadron Aloch Yesh Mutaris. We are now ready to begin the next perek. Ha'isha Shehalach Baila Lamdina Sayyam, a woman whose husband went on an overseas trip, Ubov Amrula, and they came and they told her, Meis Balech, that your husband has died. The Gemara is going to be Medayik from the Seif of the Mishnah, that even though it says it here, Beloshin Rabim, they came, but as Rashi points out, the first Rashi, Devar Maskel Ha'isha, Be'ed Echad. Actually, it's one aid that is coming and saying this testimony that her husband died. And then the Milki Yosef explains that that is the derech that very often the Tana will say a singular item, Beloshin Rabim. The Taisus Yontif says that since the Gemara will tell us that not only is an Eid Echad Nemon here to allow her to remarry, but even an Eid Mepi Eid, one aid who heard it from another aid, so although to the woman herself it's only one aid saying it, but he's saying it over in the name of another aid, so that's why the Tana of the Mishnah wrote, Uvov Amru Lo B'Loshin Rabim, they came because it was two aidim involved, aid me pi aid. Based on the testimony of this one aid, Bezdin allows her to get remarried. Although always we need, in Dinei Arayis, we need to aid them. Here, the Rabbanim were Mekel because they did not want the woman to remain in Aguna, someone who is unable to get married. Therefore, since we have a rule that Isha Daiko Mitzvah, a woman is going to investigate very thoroughly whether, in fact, her husband indeed died, besides what she hears from the Eid Echad, she's going to do her own independent investigation. So based on that, the Chachamim permitted her to marry Alpi Eid Echad. And where the Rabbanan saw that they had this right to allow Alpi Eid Echad, we will see in the Gemara. The Rabbanan also enacted, as we will see in our Mishnah, consequences in case there was a mistake. There are 16 consequences and knossos, punishments, in case she did not investigate thoroughly and she got married and her husband returned. And that is the case here in our Mishnah. V'nisas, and she got married. V'achach bo'bala, and then she realized that she made a tragic mistake because her husband came back from his overseas trip. And what the Eid Echad told her was wrong. The halacha is, teitzei mizeh u'mizeh. She has to go out, of course, from her second husband, because she was never really married to him, but she also has to go out from her first husband. As Rashi explains in the second Rashi, teitzei mizeh u'mizeh, that she is like any other Eish Zish. The Chachamim treated her, although she married Alpi Bezdin, but since she didn't investigate it thoroughly on her own, she was treated like a regular Eishes Ish. And an Eishes Ish is usher on her boyel, on the one she had relations with, and on her baal, and so too here, she is not considered an anusa, because although the rabbanon believes in ein echad, because of iguna, but that's only because she's daiko mincevah, until she knows that it's 100% true, but here she did not check carefully and thoroughly, and therefore she's treated like an ashes ish that was mizana, and teitzah mizah mizah. Utsricha, continues the Mishnah, get mizah mizah. She, of course, needs a get from her husband, who she is married to, and she also, mit rabbanon, requires a get from the second husband, because the Chacham were afraid that if people would see her first husband alive, and knowing that there was a get from the first husband, they would say that from the second husband, a get was not required, and they will think that you could get married without a get, and therefore, mit rabbanon, a get was required even from the second man. Ve'ein lo ksuba. She has no ksuba from either of the two men. She doesn't have from the second man because she was not really married to him. She does not have from the first man because why were they misakin ksuba shalai te kalabeinov leitzioi? That a person shouldn't be quick to divorce his wife knowing that he will have financial repercussions. That will hold him back from divorcing his wife. But here we want him to divorce his wife. Therefore, there is no ksuba, and therefore he will very easily fulfill the halacha of divorcing his wife. The loy peiros. There are no peiros. The simple pshat is that the second husband is not allowed to eat peiros because he's really not married to this woman. But let's say he did eat the peiros, so we would think that he has a chiv to pay her, and the Mishnah is telling us that as a knas, he is not mechuyev to pay her for eating her peiros. Rashi in Gittin says that the pshat v'loy peiros means that there is no chiyuv on the first husband to be poda his wife from captivity, to redeem her. And the Ritva explains that the only reason that they were misakin peiros to the husband is under, instead of his chiyuv of being poda his wife if she gets captured. And here, as a knas to her, she loses the schus of having pidgin, and that's what it means, loy peiros. There is no quid pro quo that there's a chiv on the husband to redeem her. It continues the mission of Eloi Mezoinais, and also there's no chiv Mezoinais, as Rashi explains, while the husband is away, if she has no Mezoinais, she would borrow, and the husband would have to pay back that loan on his return, because he has a chiv to sustain her. Here, he is not mechuyev to pay back the loan to pay back for the Mezoinais that his wife ate while he was Be'evra, yam. Veloy beloys, and there is no chiv of the tattered clothing, which means we know, that, as we've learned earlier in the Masechta, that there are two kinds of nechasim. There's nichse melug and nichse tzoyim barzel. Nichse melug, the baal eats the peiros, and the keren belongs to her. If impichasu pichusu la, v'im hoisif hoisifu la, if they go down in price, the keren, the main item that she brought in, depreciates, she loses. If it appreciates, she gains. However, by nechse tzoyim barzel, those nechasim, when they're brought into the marriage, they're like steel, like iron, and the achrayis is on the husband. The keren is considered the husband's. Im pichasu pichasu loy. Im oisifu oisifu loy. If it depreciates, he loses. If it appreciates, he gains. And here there is a knas by nechse tzoyim barzel that the husband does not have to pay her in case it devaluated when he divorces her, by the time he divorces her. And also, Rashi Shit is that he does not have to return the bloying themselves. If she brought in tattered clothing into the marriage, or they became tattered, he would not be mechuyev to give them back. The Rashba says this is all because of a knas. However, other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they say that the Mishnah only is referring to the part that devaluated, but the etzem blois themselves must be returned to the wife when he divorces her. And the Mishnah says all of these dinim is loyal zev. There's no ksuba, there's no peiros, no mezonos, no blois on each of the two men. Ve'im not lo mizeh mizeh tafsu. And if she took, she has to return it. The Gemara will explain what the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is. Va'avlad mamzer mizeh mizeh. Of course, a child from the second man is a mamzer. because she was an Eishes Ish when she conceived the child from the second man. But the Rabbanan also gave as a knas, a din mamzer, on the first husband, any child that would come about if the first one took her back and had a child. And here, a mamzer ben Rabbanan is even worse than a mamzer deraisa, because a mamzer deraisa can marry a mamzeris ben HaTorah. However, a mamzer deRabbanan cannot marry a mamzeres, because min HaTorah, he's not a mamzer. Continues the Mishnah, v'loy zev zem metamelah, if both of them are kohanim, they cannot be metame to this woman. V'loy zev zeh zakoyim, loy b'mitziyosa, v'loy b'masiyadeh, v'loy b'afors nidareh. Both men are not privileged in her mitziyah, which a husband would normally get from his wife, anything that she finds, or anything, v'loy b'masiyadeh, anything that she produces, any wages that she gets would not go to the husband or to the other man. V'loy b'afors nidareh, he does not have the ability to annul her vows. If she was a Bas Yisrael and she lived with the second man erroneously, Nifslo Menakuna. Another kenas is that she is treated like a zona and she is possible for marrying a kohen. Ubas Levi, and if she was the daughter of a Levi, and normally she would eat Meiser Mina Meiser, she is not able to eat Meiser anymore. Ubas Kohen Mina Truma. If she's a Bas Kohen, she cannot go back to her father's house and eat Truma. The Gemara is going to ask, if she can't eat Meiser, certainly she cannot eat Truma, which is a bigger Kedusha. The Gemara will say, even Truma Drabbanan, she cannot go and eat. Ve'ein Yorshin Shalzeh, Yorshin Shalzeh, Yorshin Es Ksubasa. And the Yorshin from each man cannot Yorshin Er Ksuba. The Gemara is going to explain, what Ksuba are we talking about? We said before that there is no Ksuba. Ve'im Meisu, and if these two men died, Echav Shalzeh, Echav Shalzeh, Cholzim lemi yabim dalach, is that the brothers of each man have to do chlitza and not yibim. Let us begin with her husband. The husband, really, she is his wife, midaraisa. However, the Rabbanan, since she comes out that she was mizana, even though it was al pi bezdin, but she didn't check carefully as she was supposed to, she has halacha of a soita midarabbanan, and by a soita there's no din yibim. However, since she is his wife midaraisa, there's a chiv chlitza. On the second husband, the second man, he's really not her husband, so there shouldn't be any din of chlitza or yibim at all. However, the Rabbanan enacted chlitza at least, because people, just like by get, we learned before, we need a get midarabbanan from the second husband, that people should not say that she left her second husband without a get. Here too, people should not say that she's really was married to the second husband and he died and she goes l'shuk without chalitza. So he enacted chalitza midarabbanan. So both the relatives, the brothers of both men, have to do chalitza, but they cannot do yibim according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi says, ksubas al nechsei bala rishon, that the first husband does have to give her a ksuba. Rabbi Eliezer oimer harishon zakoy b'mitziyosav masri deo b'forz and darea. Rav Lazar disagrees with the Tanakhama and says that the first husband didn't do anything wrong. So why should he lose out on the schusim? The whole inyan of our mission is to give her a knas for what she did wrong. But the first husband was Mendita Sayam, didn't do anything wrong. Therefore, he is Zoicha in her Metziah, her Masiyah Daim, and he's able to annul her vows until he divorces her. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon disagrees also with the Tanakhama and says that there is a din of yibum by the first husband, and that's what he means with these words. Be also chalitzasim echvel shel rishon poiteres tzarasa. He's adding also that the yibum is an excellent yibum, and it paters her in case she had a tzara. But his ikar chiddush here is that biyasa. The Tanakhama says that the first husband does not have yibum on his wife, only chalitza. And Rabbi Shimon is disagreeing and says, no, that there is a din yibum. Ve'ein avla mimenu mamzer. And Rabbi Shimon holds that there is no din mamzer mit rabbanan on the child that the first husband would have from his wife if he took her back after he returned from his trip. He disagrees with the Tanakhama. Ve'im nisa shalai b'shus, and if she got married not requiring the rishus of Bezdin, as the Gemara will explain, she did it al pi shnei edim. She doesn't have to come on to a heter from Bezdin. Two edim said that your husband died. So then, if it was found out that her husband is still living with Teres Lach Shaloi, she's an oinis, and she's allowed to go back to her first husband. Nisas al pi Bezdin, but if she got married with a harah of Bezdin, which means there was only one aid, Tate say she has to go out once her husband comes back. Uptura min a korban, but she does not have to bring a korban, as Rashi explains, the yachid she'asa by ras Bezdin potter. A yachid who does something with a psak of Bezdin is potter from a korban. But what happens if loy nisas al pi Bezdin, which means if she got married and she didn't require the heter of Bezdin, again, because it was al pi shnei edim, so then if her husband comes back, teitzei, she has to go out v'chayovin b'korban. But now she is chayeves b'korban. Now she is chayev in a korban because it's not al pi bezdin, so she doesn't have that tour of yachid she'asa by ras bezdin is potter from a korban. She did an avera b'shoigeg, and she is chayev a korban. So all the achronim try to understand what is the pshat here. Rashi says that it's not considered an oinus for korban. The boy lolam tuni, she should have waited. So what's the pshat? We said before that if she got married al pishnei edim, when her husband comes back, she can go back to her husband. So she's considered an oinus concerning going back to her husband. Why is she not an oinus legabe korban? The Karen Ira explains, because legabe korban, you need an oinus gomer. And the fact, even though she got married al pishnei edim, but apparently she didn't do her own research thoroughly and carefully. That's why it came out that her husband came back. And therefore, legabe korban, it's called a shoigeg, because by korban you need an oinus gomer, 100%, where there's not a possibility of a mistake. Legabe, her husband, an oinus itself is enough. However, legabe korban, you need an oinus gomer. Here there's no oinus gomer, it's considered a shoigeg, and she is chayv in a korban. The Mishnah concludes, yofa koyach bezin shepoitrim in a korban. It comes out that when she got married, al pi eid echod, al pi bezdin, so even if her husband comes back, she's potter from the korban. However, by Nisus Shalai Alpi Bezdin, where Bezdin wasn't required, she didn't have a heter Bezdin, she did it Alpi Shnei Yedim. There it's worse that it's considered a shaking and she has to bring a carbon. Hairu Bezdin li nasiv ahalchav kukelas. What happens if Bezdin Paskin, you can get remarried Alpi Eid Echad, and instead of marrying a regular marriage, she did an Aveira, it was Almana Lekoyen Gola, Grusha Chalutza Lekoyen Hedget, she married someone she wasn't supposed to marry. Chayevis b'carbon. Then she has a din like a regular woman who marries al pi shnei edim, and it's not considered an oinus. Shalai hitiru eli nasei. The heter of Bezdin was only that she should marry someone who she's mutter to marry. She married someone that she wasn't mutter to marry. So memela, that dispensation of yochid she'asa by ras Bezdin goes off, because on this there was no heter Bezdin. Memela, she remains like a regular woman who married al pi shnei edim, that it's not considered an oinus gomer. It's considered a shoigeg, and therefore she is mechuyev to bring a carbon. Begins the Gemara, Midik Tani Seifa, since it says in the Seifa, Nisa Shaloi Rishus Muteres Lachsaloi, that if she married without Rishus, she's allowed to go back to her first husband. What does that mean? Shaloi Rishus Bezdin El Beidim. It means not that she did something wrong, but Shaloi Rishus Bezdin means she didn't require the Heter Bezdin, because she was using the normal Shnei Edim that are believed B'chol HaTayra Kula. Michlal, so I can deduce from that, this is the Gemara's riot at the Reisha speaking about Be'ed Echad. The Reisha, Bershus Bezdin, it's with the Rishus of Bezdin, U Be'ed Echad, and it's with an Eid Echad. And what do you see from the Reisha of our Mishnah? Alma Eid Echad Neman. You see from our Mishnah that a woman can get remarried, even though it's a Negea Ashes Ish and Arayas, she can get married, Al Pi Eid Echad. She doesn't need to wait it. Utnan nami, we learned also, similarly, huchsiku, it became established, lios mesiyan eid mepiyed. As we mentioned before, in this case, legabia heter of an aguna, Chazal allowed one aid from another aid, even though the aid was telling it to the woman, didn't know firsthand that her husband died. He heard it from another witness who saw that her husband died, which normally that would not be mutter. But where eid echad is believed, an eid mepiyed is also believed. Ve'isha mepiyisha, even a pustle, a person like a woman who's normally not believed by when you need Shnei Edim, but here since you only need an Eid Echad, even one woman from another woman, Vishim Epi Evid, or a woman hearing it from an Evid, or a woman hearing it Umi Pi Shivcha from a maidservant. Alma Eid Echad Me'amin. So we see clearly from all these halachas that the only reason why Isha Mi Pi Isha and Eid Mi Pi Eid, and even from a Shivcha and an Evid are permitted is because Eid Echad is Me'amin. So this is again a proof that in our case, of letting a woman remarry when her husband went to Medina Sayyam and Eid Echad is believed. It's not Nami. We learned also, Ligabi Isser Veheter, Eid Echad Amar Chalta Chalav. One Eid says you ate Chalav, forbidden fats. The Hu Amar, and he disagrees with the Eid Echad, and he says, Loya Chalti, I did not eat the Chalav Potter. He's Potter from a Korban, because he's denying what the Eid Echad said. Tam Adomer Lo Yachalti. Why is he put from a carbon? Because he said, I didn't eat. Ho Ishtik Mammon. Had he kept quiet, he would be believed. Al Meid Echad Mammon. So we see here also, Gabi Yisra Heter, that an Eid Echad is believed, explains Rashi, because otherwise, if the Eid Echad would not be believed, and we would permit him to bring a carbon, he would be bringing Chulun Lazara. He would be eating that Chulun, which was brought Lazara. These are all Isurim. And if we permit him to bring a carbon and eat the carbon, that's a proof that we must trust the Eid Echad in this halacha, that he's saying a valid thing. So you see again, Eid Echad Mehem, and Frey the Gemara, Midaraisim, in the all on. How do you know this Midaraisim that Eid Echad is believed? And here we have a fundamental machloikis between Rashi and Tosis versus the Rashban and the Muki Yosef. Tosis, she you could see clearly in the third Tosis, the Ramascha Mechlal says, Tosis, Lamai de Salkadata Chashta, the Eid Echad Mehem, the Gemara Midaraisim. The Gemara at this point thought that an Eid Echad is believed Midaraisim, not only by Chalev, which is Isser Veheter, but even Legabi the Halacha of Eishes Ish, of allowing a woman to remarry, it's also Mutar Pi Eid Echad. At the end of the Gemara, the way Tosfos learns, the Gemara is going to come to the conclusion that Eid Echad by our case is only Mutar Mehaman Midarabonon, because the Rabbanon didn't want her to remain in Aguna, and because of the Sfora of Isha Daiko Minsibit, because she's going to thoroughly check, and if she doesn't, she's going to get 16 consequences. That's the end of the Gemara. But the Havim of the Gemara was that Eid Echad is believed Midaraisa, even Legabi, the Halacha, not only of Isser Veheter, but even Legabi Arais as well. However, the Rashban and the Muki Yosef do not learn like that. They learn that the Gemara knew in the Havamina that Eid Echad in our Mishnah, which is speaking about Eishes Ish, Arais, is only Mutter Midarabonin. What the Gemara means to ask is, Midaraisa Minolot, where do we find a precedent from the Isser Veheter, which we learned by Chalev, where the halacha is that an Eid Echad is Mehaman? How do we know that the Rabbanan found a prototype, they found a role model in the Torah where the Torah permitted, believed an Eid Echad, and on that the Rabbanan were able to model their din, and in this case to permit Midin de Rabbanan, because they saw that at least some place in the Torah, at least by Isser Veheter, an Eid Echad was Mehaman. Where do you know this Midaraisa? That's how the Rashban and the Muki Yosef learned. The Sanya we learned in the Braisa, Oyhoi de Lov Chatos, concerning a Korban Chatos, the Chet became known to him. He did it b'shagig, and then he realized that he did a chet. So we learn out, v'loishya yidu achem. He has to realize it on his own, and not that others tell him. Yochol afal pisha enem achisha ye pater. I would think that even if he doesn't deny what the aid is telling him, he should be pater. In other words, if it came through somebody else telling him, even though if he says to him, you're right, I did that, I would think he's also Potter. Talmud Loimer, oy hoy day love, it was known to me, kol makom. It doesn't matter how it became known to him, whether he realized it on his own or whether he knows it from the aid. Hey, Kedomi, what's the case? Elam adosu trei v'loikom achishlu, if two aidim come. And he's not denying what the two aidim say. Kral lomeli, what do we need a chiddush of a posuk that the aid, that the two aidim are believed? Kulu, we know Pishnai made him Yakum Dover, that two Adam are always believed. What's the Chiddush if he's not Makish against two Adam, that the two Adam are believed? Of course they're believed. Elalav Chad. It must be speaking about only one aid told him. And Vechiloi Makish Le Mehemon. And when he's not Makish the aid, then the aid is Behemon. If he's Makish, then Einichanami, we don't tell him to bring a Korban, which according to his own feeling, he was not Oiver, and he'll be bringing a Chulun Lazor. We don't allow that if he denies what the Eid Echad says. But as long as he does not deny what the Eid Echad says, he's allowed to bring a Korban, and we're not worried that he's bringing Chulun Lazor, eating Chulun Lazor. Shema mino, from this is a proof that Eid Echad, Nemon, Eid Echad is believed. According to Rashi and Tosfos, Eid Echad is believed in the Havamina, even by Arayas, And not only by Yisra Hatter, or according to the Rajban and the Muki Yosef, we see the prototype by Chelev, by Yisra Hatter, that of an Eid Echa tells him, and he keeps quiet and admits, and he agrees that that the Eid Echa is believed, and that is a prototype for the Rabbanon to enact that by Arayis, likewise, an Eid Echa would be believed.